At 6:30, it is clear and 40 degrees. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The city of Tulsa will allow all 3,600 of its employees paid time off to volunteer with the Reading Partners program. Mayor Bynum says many city employees want to volunteer with the early literacy nonprofit, but the only time to do that is during school hours.
For most of our employees, those are work hours, and so we want them to feel the opportunity to come and do this and not, you know, think they're going to get in trouble for coming to help kids.
Reading Partners serves 1,300 Tulsa public schools, K through third grade. From the Tulsa District Courthouse comes word that Stanley Vernon Majors will go with an insanity defense. The 61-year-old is charged with the murder of his Lebanese neighbor in far south Tulsa last summer. The family of Khalid Jabarab says Majors would taunt him and call him Muslim. Jabarab was a Christian and had a restraining order against Majors. It will be the defense's turn starting today in the Shannon Kepler murder retrial. The former Tulsa police officer is accused in the shooting death of his daughter's boyfriend. The first trial ended with a hung jury. A grisly murder at Old Maugy. A body is found stuffed in a suitcase in a trash bin. The bin was located near the Old Maugy Walmart store. Joe Prentice is the police chief.
The body has been sent to the medical examiner's office in Tulsa, who will determine whether the remains are in fact human, and if so, the cause and manner of death.
The chief says it appears to be the body of a woman, and it may be tied to crimes in other jurisdictions. Governor Fallon lifts the burn ban for 53 Oklahoma counties following this week's rain. But as she does, a red flag warning is issued for the counties just to the north and west of Tulsa for today. An update to a story from last month. That missing teenager from Broken Arrow has been found. 15-year-old Ariana Pauly was found safe in the Fort Smith area. She had been missing since New Year's. Local officials dedicate a hard-to-miss public art installation along Southwest Boulevard and a stretch of Route 66.
Route 66 1, 2, and 3 are a set of limestone monoliths in Howard Park. They depict scenes of transportation, industry, culture, and Native Americans. The Cherokee Nation helped artist Patrick Sullivan discover his ancestry within the tribe while he worked. Sullivan offered his own Cherokee blessing of the sculptures.
I want to thank Mother Earth and Father Sky and dedicate these sculptures to lovers of Route 66 everywhere in the hopes of a better future for us all.
The Vision 2025 sales tax funded the $90,000 enhancement project. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, sunny, windy, and warm with an elevated fire threat. My high today of 68. Now clear and 40. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.